نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. I'm going to start a new theme. We recited a hadith from almost every chapter from Shama'il Imam al-Tirmidhi. And inshallah we'll come back to it again in another year. But I want to go into some other topics. And the theme for the next week is going to be talking a hadith that talk about patience and self-control. And I think it's an important topic in general, as you should never be in a position where you don't have control of what it is that you are saying or doing. Now, you may run a surge of emotions that bother you. That's a part of being alive. But you should not lose control over your tongue or your limbs in terms of what you do. And the Prophet ﷺ talked about this a lot. And he was obviously the epitome of self-control and patience. And I want to share a few hadith where he talked about this topic. And I think it's important. You'll see why, inshallah, as you go along. I'm going to start by narrating probably the most famous of these hadith. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس الشديد بالصراعة وإنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, as far as Ibn Mas'ud tells us in the collection of Imam Muslim, that الشديد is a word, the word شديد is a word the Arab use for someone of strength. يعني إخواتنا المصريين قدع, right? If a Syrian أبضاي, right? يعني every culture has a word, in Lebanese as well, أبضاي, fine. Don't get offended. I'll add you to us, inshallah, in the usage of this word. يعني every culture has a word where they use to describe someone of strength. Not strength of muscle, but inner strength. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying shadid, the word shadid, the Arab used the word that word, fulan shadid, and fulan is strong. So he said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصَّرَعَ, that the one who is strong, their strength is not that they are capable of musara'a, of taking someone down, meaning they're stronger than them physically and they know how to flatten them on the ground. That's not what strength is, he's saying, alayhi sallam. True strength is not your ability to beat someone physically, and with it was sara'a means. وَإِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ, and he uses the word innama, and innama is to say exclusively, strength is exclusively, الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عَنْدَ الْغَضَبِ, is the person who owns himself. That's what the word yamlik means. Someone who owns himself at the time of anger. Meaning he's in full control. He's not losing control, he's not in partial control, he's not in mostly in control. He owns himself at a moment of anger. When he is being angered, he completely owns every behavior, every action, every word. That is true strength. True strength is to control your behaviors and your words and your actions when you are being angered. When something is happening that is worthy of anger, and maybe sometimes it's not worthy of anger. Regardless of whether it is or it isn't, to have full control, to own yourself and to own your actions and to own what you say, and not to allow someone to carry in their hands a remote control and know what button to press to make you behave in a way that you would never otherwise behave. That is not that lacks strength. If someone has the ability to do that, you're not strong, because they can control you. Even if you flatten them, even if you punch them so hard that they don't wake up for a week, if they were able to provoke you to do something that you would never do, that doesn't represent you or represent your ethics or values, that means they are technically stronger than you and you're weaker. Even though you may be physically bigger and you were able to beat them up, but if they had that ability, meaning you wouldn't behave that way in a normal situation, and someone was able to provoke you and make you say and be something and behave in a way where you would never behave, that means you are not stronger than them. They are stronger than you. Even though you showed them you showed them what is what, and you slammed them into a wall, and if I asked you, do you do that? Are you violent? You're like, no, I'm not violent. Then why did you do this? Well, they provoked me. That means they control you, and you don't control you. And that's not real strength. And that's what he's teaching, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think it's just a worthy lesson of learning. Understand what strength actually is, so that you don't allow someone to do something to you. And we all, we're all guilty of this. We all allow someone or something or to get the best of us at certain moments. Just learn to reflect on that and to change that, so that it's not who you are. Because if you're strong, then that's real strength. That ownership of your behavior. So يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس الشديد بالصرعة وإنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.